Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Did you know that Milwaukee is home to one of the oldest stamp clubs in the country? The Milwaukee Philatelic Society is nearly 130 years old, and its club members meet regularly each month. Collectors say stamps are art and history in miniature form, and it's an inexpensive hobby to get into. Lake Effect's Excret Nunez sits down with Rob Hennick, the historian for the Milwaukee Philatelic Society, and Blaine Kirsch, the president of the Stamp Club. Hennick begins by explaining how the club got started.
Well, in the 1800s, people mostly thought of stamp collecting as something the kids did. There was not really an organized nationwide stamp collecting group until 1886, I think it was, the American Philatelic Association started. Milwaukee wasn't long after that. In November of 1899, a group of six men, because mostly it was men collecting at the time, met in downtown Milwaukee, and they formed the Milwaukee Philatelic Society. And it's been going ever since then.
That's so neat. And so can you tell me about what meetings were like when the club first started?
Unfortunately, at some point in the history of the club, the secretary who had all of the archives passed away, and whoever was dealing with their possessions, they don't exist anymore. So I've had to piece together a lot of the history of the club, and we don't actually have the minutes for these early meetings. But generally, from what I can find, it looks like they had discussions. They shared their stamp albums, what things they were interested in, what they were collecting. I do have one early controversy that made it into one of those stamp newspapers, which was there was a big debate at the time about whether you should collect the entire envelope that had the stamp on it and all the markings showing how it was transported in the mail and where it started, where it ended up, whether you should collect those as a whole or whether you should just cut off the stamp, soak off the stamp, and just collect the stamp. And this was a big debate at the time. Today, people who are collectors may like to collect just the stamps as opposed to what we call postal history. But they don't really indicate or don't really believe that one or the other is illegitimate. Apparently, at the time, this is back in 1904, where this big debate in the Milwaukee Philatelic Society happened. They were at each other's throats.
Oh, my God.
you know, stamp collectors, you know, you think of as being, you know, these sedate people who, you know, sit in their dens and work on their collections. But there still can be some pretty dramatic disagreements in the group.
And Blaine, what does the club do today? What are meetings like and what do you guys do?
Well, fortunately, we're not at each other's throats when we're at the meeting. We meet at the Brookfield Library, typically the second Tuesday of the month. A big part of the club, our club, is not only the business meeting that we do have like a program for the evening. We did have somebody that was visiting a family from India that came in and talked about the principality issued revenues. So we'll have different speakers each month.
And how many active members would you say the Milwaukee Philatelic Society currently has?
Good question. We have about, I think there's 108 right now, basically across the United States. You know, vast majority, 90% of them are probably within 50 miles of Milwaukee. At our regular meetings, we have about 20 to 25 people. And we have two major auctions in the year at the Stamp Club at our regular meetings. And last month, we had 40 people there bidding on stamps.
That's really interesting. And I think a lot of listeners would find that really interesting, too. I don't know if a lot of people know about the strong stamp club and collectors that we have here in the Milwaukee area.
Well, historically, it's been very strong in Milwaukee. As of 1908, which is only like 10 years after the club was founded, there were 55 members of the National Club here. here in Milwaukee, which was more than any other city in the country other than New York and Chicago. And in, I think it was 1900, we actually had the national convention of the national organization here. If you remember hearing about Mayor Rose, he liked to bring conventions to Milwaukee.
But why is it Milwaukee specifically that has such a strong national, like, hold or attention with the stamp collectors?
At the time, it was hypothesized that it was the German population, that the German culture was kind of drawn to collecting. You could actually get involved in stamp collecting for no money at all. You get mail coming in every day. You cut off the stamps, you soak them off, and you have a collection. Same thing today that still, I think, attracts some kids to it is the idea that you can collect these very artistic little pieces of paper for either no money at all, getting it off the mail if you actually get mail coming in, or by having friends and family saving them for you. That's a way to learn about different places. You naturally want to learn what the stamp is about, or at least some people do.
Right. I can just hear that. There's so many different avenues and so many different reasons why people get interested in collecting stamps. I love stationery. And I have a lot of friends who live all over the country, so we send each other postcards a lot. All that to say, I'm curious, when did you first start collecting stamps, and what is it that keeps you interested in collecting?
I was more of a coin collector, and when we moved back to Milwaukee in 1987, I went to the coin club meetings. Then we had our second daughter, and there was a stamp club that was a lot closer than the coin club. So I could go to the stamp club and get back in time for putting the kids to bed. And so I started going to the stamp club meetings, and then my focus turned to that rather than coin collecting. And then it just kind of blew up, as my wife would say. So my main interest now is exhibiting on a national level. My first exhibit was on state marijuana tax stamps. That's because one of my cases, actually one of my wife's cases, she's also a lawyer, involved the Wisconsin marijuana stamps. So I started collecting those. I also collect potatoes on junk mail from early 1900s. And I have an exhibit of non-equine horses, which is basically things that are named horse something, but are not actually horses. Things like horseshoes or horse geraniums or horse cave. It's just kind of a fun side thing, not real serious.
Yeah. What about you, Blaine? When did you first start collecting stamps, and what is it that keeps you interested?
Earlier in my career, consulting engineering, we were working a lot of hours, and my wife said to get a hobby. So for like 94 to 96, we lived up in Green Bay and started collecting used stamps. Then we had kids and put the stamp collection down for 18 years or so. And there was a big national show in Milwaukee in 2013. Found out about MPS and that and started going to their meetings. So what do I collect? I collect Mint US, Mint Canada, and the Micronations of Europe. And then I got like an ice theme, Antarctic territories. But my what I'm collecting now is hand-painted first day covers. So typically there's a hand-painted image about the stamp on there. And I like the artwork that's on those. That's kind of what I'm collecting right now, first day covers.
We talked a lot about the history of the club. What do you think has kept the Milwaukee Philatelic Society alive and running for so many years?
People who just want to get together and share time with others who share their passion. And it's something that you can keep doing for your entire life. You can start as a kid. You can go away from it for a while. And it's something that you can come back when you have more free time. It's something that you can come back to that kind of ties you to something you did and you loved when you were young. It's something that just kind of connects your whole life together.
Blaine, I would like to ask you, what do you think needs to be done to keep this club going for 126 more years?
bringing in younger members. We have a wide age range. I'd say we have new members that are within the last 6 months, and we have some members that have 50 years with the club. And trying to get the kids involved, we have an outreach at our shows. You know, we have kids can go and get free stamps, and trading and selling of stamps. As people come and go, some people are downsizing their stamp collection, and club members get to buy those at the different auctions. So it's just an interest and getting people involved at a younger age. Or empty nesters, their children move on, and you need something to fill the time. That's kind of where I am now.
And before we wrap up, I like to reflect on what we've talked about and ask you, why would you encourage someone to start collecting stamps?
Because I think they would find enjoyment. I found a lot of enjoyment in collecting stamps and teaching about stamps and exhibiting and judging over the last 35 years that I've been involved. And there's, again, there's something for everybody. It's a way to learn. It's a way to keep your mind active. And it's a way to meet some really great people. And you can do it without spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
One thing I would not suggest to people is that you start collecting stamps as an investment. That is the silliest thing to do. With stamp collecting, you get the enjoyment, the satisfaction of filling a page in your album, or you know, seeing the faces of someone as you're discussing your particular interest. That's where the value comes in.
Well, Blaine and Rob, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really enjoyed learning more about the Stamp Club and stamp collecting.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Rob Hennick is the historian, and Blaine Kirsch is the president of the Milwaukee Philatelic Society. They both spoke with Lake Effect's Excret Nunez. To learn more about the historic Stamp Club, visit WUWM.com. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.